You mentioned earlier on your view in contrast to the prevailing view of externalities, which in this context has to do with capitalism will inevitably generate all of this harmful waste that the system doesn't fairly account for. And so it seems like a key insight here is that there's an economic incentive to, whenever possible, to monetize the waste. I'm curious what you think about the following. It seems like there's also inevitably going to be situations where you can't monetize the waste, but where the externality argument is invalid because you simply protect property rights, and therefore people have a legal obligation not to pollute their neighbors with undesirable waste.
Yeah, I think that the problem with the externality literature, and again, I'm a geographer, I'm not an economist, but I've been reading economic literature and talking to economists for a long time. The point that seems to be missing among economists is any basic notion of entrepreneurial drive and technological creativity, but also the fact that these things take time. So if you look at the history of the developments that I've told you, about there was always a strong economic incentive. I mean, people wanted to create as much value as they could out of what they touch. But private property rights didn't matter historically. I mean, a lot of these businesses were shut down by common law under, I mean, private property rights in the early 19th century. So you not only had an economic incentive to do something about it, and to, but also one that came from the protection of surrounding property rights. Now, what often happened too is that at first, when people could not make money out of their waste, they at least had an incentive to neutralize it. Unfortunately, I mean, Canada was not so different than many other countries in that respect. A number of business interests often also subverted the status quo and managed somehow to trample property rights. But again, I think laying the blame in that case to capitalism or free markets is kind of wrong. I mean, it was a failure of the political process. But yeah, no, property rights were extremely strong in the 19th century, and uncreative businesses went under because they were unable to create wealth out of waste. But those that were more efficient, those that were more creative, eventually were able to, again, appease their neighbors and make more money in the process.